This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Constitutional lawyer John Whitehead used the recent Bill of Rights Day to illustrate the cultural and political attacks on our fundamental rights. Here are a few examples. We have a First Amendment, but you can be persecuted for criticizing the government, prosecuted for reporting on government wrongdoing. You can also be fined and jailed for exercising your religious beliefs. And although we have a Second Amendment, owning a gun can get you put on a government watch list. Now, the Fourth Amendment supposedly protects us from unreasonable searches and seizures, but he argues that those protections have been all but eviscerated by an unwarranted expansion of police powers, along with technological advances that allow the government to spy on Americans' activities, movements, and communications. Even though we have a Fifth and Sixth Amendment, he explains that there is little protection if the government can arbitrarily freeze, seize, or lay claim to your property, like money, land, or possessions, under government asset forfeiture schemes. The Seventh Amendment promises a trial by jury. Unfortunately, juries that are ignorant of the Constitution provide us with very little protection. Now, the Ninth Amendment may say that the power comes from the people, but the power to govern no longer flows upward from the people. And protection from the Tenth Amendment has been rendered moot by a centralized Washington, D.C. power elite. So if you want to turn this around, we need to find and then support candidates who understand our constitutional rights, and then we'll fight for them in the legislature and support judges and justices that will do the same. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Racism, go to viewpoints.info/racism. That's viewpoints.info/racism.